This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English. I'm Yvonne Archer and Alice is with me today. Hello, Alice.
Hi, Yvonne.
Now, these days, BBC staff no longer wear formal clothes for work, like dinner jackets and evening dresses.
What a shame. It would be nice to get really dressed up to go to work sometimes.
Yes. But how would you describe your BBC work wardrobe, Alice? The clothes you wear to work?
Well, I suppose it's what you call smart casual. So for women, that's quite a smart skirt and blouse or dress or trousers. And for men, nice shirt, smart trousers, but perhaps no tie or jacket.
So that's smart casual. Now, recently, the Ukrainian government decided to publish a dress code for its workers on the official website. Alice, would you explain for us what is meant by a dress code?
Well, here it's a set of written guidelines or rules about what people should and shouldn't wear to work. In some cases, workers get into trouble if they don't follow the dress code.
Thanks, Alice. But before we hear about the details of Ukraine's dress code, I've a question. Alice, following its independence, an African country banned its men from wearing the Western-style suit with shirt and tie. This was done to show that the country had broken links with its colonial past. But which country was it? Zaire, now known as the Democratic Republic of Congo, Rwanda, or Uganda?
Oh, that's difficult. I'm not sure, so I'm going to guess the second answer, Rwanda.
And as usual, we'll find out whether you're right or wrong later on. As mentioned earlier, in the Ukraine, government workers now have an official dress code. So let's find out what workers there used to wear and what they're being asked to wear now. Here's part of a report by the BBC's David Stern from the capital, Kiev.
Ukrainian government workers have received their wardrobe marching orders. Gone are the flashy, provocative styles of the country's previous administration. In are more subdued fashions and colours.
So, the current government is trying to stop workers from wearing what they used to by giving their wardrobes marching orders.
Marching orders. It's a military term meaning to stop something.
And here, they're giving marching orders to flashy and provocative clothes. Alice, what does that mean?
Well, flashy usually means something that's shiny, bright coloured, something that attracts a lot of attention. And provocative clothes are those usually worn to parties or nightclubs to help people look and feel as attractive as possible.
So we couldn't be described as flashy dressers then, Alice?
Not exactly. We're both in grey today.
So we could say that we prefer subdued fashion and colours, just the opposite. But there were more details about what women should wear, or rather not.
Women were told what perfume to wear. Scents with sharp aromas should only be worn in the afternoon, it suggested. They should also avoid short, tight skirts and outfits that reveal too much cleavage. Flats were preferred to high heels.
So, no scents with sharp aromas in the mornings.
That's no strong perfumes.
And I can understand how women showing a lot of their chest area, revealing too much cleavage, isn't appropriate for work. But I don't think I like the rule about shoes.
It says they prefer women to wear flats rather than high heels. Maybe that's for safety.
That's true, could be. Well, you'll probably be pleased to hear that men have a few rules too.
As for men, the advice was more basic. They should dress in trousers that break across their shoe fronts, and their suit sleeves should reach the top of their palms. They should also not wear the same outfit 2 days in a row, the dress code suggested.
Men shouldn't wear suits that are too small for them, and they should wear a different outfit each day. So, Alice, what's your reaction to that one?
I think that's difficult for men because suits can be very expensive. It is true men don't look so good in suits that are too small, but I think I'd just say, wear a clean shirt and a different tie and you'll look different.
Good point. Now, earlier, I asked which African country, following independence, banned its men from wearing the Western-style suit with shirt and tie to show it had broken its links with the colonial past.
And I said Rwanda?
Good guess, but it was actually Zaire, now known as the Democratic Republic of Congo. And there's just time now for a reminder of some of the language we came across in today's programme.
Dinner jacket. Wardrobe. Dress code. Flashy. Provocative. Subdued fashion. Flats. High heels.
That's all for today's 6 Minute English. Do join us again for more. Goodbye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.